Hey, what is up, everybody? This is Rob Rivera.
And this is Rob Rucha.
And you're listening to the Robcast Podcast. All right, we're back.
Robcast Podcast Season 2, Episode 4.
How are you doing, Rob?
I am doing well.
Doing well.
Yes.
That's good.
We've been making some podcasts again.
Yes, and it's great to be back. And we have a really good guest today. Old friend of mine from Puerto Rico, and also from being in Florida, Eduardo Paniagua, who is the drummer from Puya. He's actually the original drummer from Puya, and then he got replaced, and then he came back. I don't think a lot of people knew that.
Was he on Fundamental, though?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
He's been on all the recordings. He's been on every single recording.
Good.
The other drummer, Joshin Hernandez, he was not in the recording, but he was one of the guys that inspired me to play sideways because he plays sideways as well.
Oh.
Besides Robert Sweet from Striper. And before Puya, Eduardo was in a band called Spanish Fly in Puerto Rico. They were a trio. They all went to Berklee College in Boston.
So he's like formal trained.
Yeah, he's formal trained. Berklee College in Boston. I don't know how long. I don't know if he finished. I don't know what he did, but I know he used to go to Berklee College.
Just to be able to get in there it means you're good.
But anyway, let's stop chatting. Let's get to Eduardo.
Yes.
Eduardo.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hold on a sec. Let me get you here on the speaker. Hold on.
All right. Can you speak now?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Now I can hear you perfectly. Thanks.
How are you, my friend?
How are you, man? Very good.
Too many years. Mucho año.
too long, man. So much has happened.
I know. So I'm here with my partner. He's also named Rob.
Hey, man.
Okay. Hey, Rob.
So we just, want to chat with you. It's been, like I said, a long time since we have talked, and there's been a lot of changes in your life and changes in Puya's life. So let me know what is currently going on with you and Puya right now.
Well, let's see, where do I start? As you know, I was living in Puerto Rico with the rest of the band until about the end of 2017. And, we were doing rehearsals and some things. We were kind of getting back on the, and working on songs and all that. And then we got slammed by Maria. And then after that, I came over to Syracuse, New York, where some of my sisters live here. And so I came here to stay with them for a little while. And till this day, I'm still in Syracuse. I haven't gone back. My daughter is now going to middle school here in Syracuse. So we kind of like settled in for a minute, but I've been in touch with the boys and they've been sending me tracks for me to do drums. So I've been recording them here in Syracuse, sending them back, and they've been mixing the stuff in Puerto Rico. And the intention of all of this is to have a new release as soon as possible. We already have like 4 songs in the can already. Some of them are mixed, some of them are not, but they want to get like a couple more songs in. And then the next step is to get out there and play. We want to play some festivals, let people know we're out there. And we recently joined forces with this person who's going to be acting as a manager. And he's helping us book some of these shows. And so we'll see where it takes us. I mean, like everybody is motivated to do it. There's been some changes as you may have heard. Sergio is no longer in the lineup, and we have a new singer, and I know that replacing band members, nobody knows more about this than you do.
Yeah, but, that's true.
But it was a tough thing to do, and you know this, it was Sergio's been there in the battle with us since the very beginning, and almost 30 years later, he decides that he's going in a different direction in his life, and it's not in his plate right now. So, and the boys wanted to keep, keep the thing going and wanted to go back out. So they, were, you know, decided to start auditioning singers until they found Diego, who's the new guy, and he's been very good so far. His recording sound amazing, and we can't wait to get out there with, you know, things gonna be good.
So Sergio just decided that he just he was just maybe he had maybe
yeah,
it was time for him to end.
I don't think he's lost the passion for music, but I think that he said, you know, that he's basically wanted to go in a different direction, you know, and he cannot commit right now to like a touring schedule or all the things that we need to be doing. Like he could not make that kind of commitment right now, and he's in a different mental space, I guess. I don't know. He's spending time with the family and do his thing over there. He lives in Virginia, so I don't. I mean, I'm not sure if in the future, you know, we might collaborate again, or maybe he can come in and do some things. But at this point, it looks like you know, he's like stepping back, and so we're going forward with this new singer, and see where it goes from there, you know.
So are you guys planning to do like a full touring schedule, like going out there for a couple of weeks, or is it just gonna be like weekends, or what? What's your plan?
Well, now it looks like the first thing we're gonna do is like maybe do some festivals and release a song, you know, and you know, put the band out there again. And I think there is you know, the guys were talking about touring also. So I mean, well, I guess we'll take it one step at a time. But if the right tour comes up, I think we might do it. Yeah, now we have the ability to do it because there's not much of a time constraint. Because before we had to work around people's lives and jobs and whatnot, but now we're more flexible and we want to get into it. So,
are you guys looking to stay independent? Do you want to sign to a label, or what's your plan now?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure what. It's hard to say at this point. I mean, we'll see all the offers that come along and see what we can get and then we'll decide. You know, what's best for the band, I guess. But at this point, we don't know. I mean, right now we're independent, and you know, if that's the way it needs to be, then we'll just be independent. You know,
yeah, being independent is definitely not a bad thing either, because you have control. You make your own choices. So
exactly. That's exactly. So we might have a label help us release and maybe if we're gonna do like a European release or something like that. But so far, you know, it's an independent project.
That is good. So Ramon, Harold, everybody's in good spirits.
Everybody's in good spirits. I've seen a chemistry going on lately that I hadn't seen in years, which is a great thing. You know, I think the new singer also brought like a fresh vibe and a new blood in the band, and I think that was part of it. You know, I think they got motivated to you know, write music and you know, get back out there. And you know, it's been so long, and you know, we started kind of like at the same time back in Florida, back in the early 90s,
yeah.
And we've been in the battle all these years, and for one reason or another, we've the band's been on and off, but the thing is that the band is still there, and there's still like the guys want to do it, so why not? You know, we're not that old yet.
Yeah, well, if you have the passion for it and there's interest, which I'm sure Puya fans are going to be very excited about you guys returning. And I know you guys have played a show with Diego, correct?
Yes, that was like a show we did in Puerto Rico. It was like a little festival in the West Coast by the beach. It was nice. But it was okay. The Diego's performance was great, but the show wasn't really that well organized, and we ended up going on stage at 3 in the morning. You know, and
oh my
people
God.
Were just, yeah, you know, it was It was ridiculous. And it was Diego's first night with Puya, you know, like going on stage at 3 a.m. Like, people were so, like, tired and wasted, you know. It was, like, one of those things, you know. But so, you know, we're going to, next time we play out, we might not be in Puerto Rico, because there's a festival we're doing in February in Colombia, in Bogota. And
is that Rock El Parque?
No, not that one. It's a different one. It's I can't remember the name of it. It has to, it's something about tattoos. It's like a tattoo festival.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're gonna try to book some other shows around that one, like to kick in the beginning of the year with some shows and get Diego, you know, get his feet wet and get, you know, I imagine, you know. Yeah, it's gonna take a few shows for him to be like completely, you know, comfortable on stage, and so we're gonna, you know, start getting on that right away and you know, get this thing going.
So how's been the feedback from Puya fans that, you know, Puya has been around, you know, with the same lineup, like you said, almost 30 years, and well, what has been the feedback for Diego so far?
Well, you know, like as expected, like not 100% of everybody is gonna like fall in love with him, but you know, and especially when you change a singer and people are used to like some like a specific sound, it's not an easy transition, you know. But for the most part, everybody loves them, and you know, there's a few people here and there. Ah, where's Sergio? This is not Sergio, you know. And I understand, you know, it's not Sergio. It's something different, you know. I think people will, you know, wake up to him, and they're going to, you know, once they get to know him and they hear him, and he's a great guy. You know, he puts on a good show, and he has a great voice. I don't think he's going to have any problems, you know, winning people over.
So was he able to transition to the old material pretty easily?
Yeah, especially the clean parts. Like the one thing that maybe he wasn't like accustomed to was the growling parts.
Yeah,
you know?
Screaming. Yeah,
but the screaming. But he's been working on it and he's getting better.
That's awesome.
But we also have Jaime with Ravishing. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I remember. Uh-huh.
So him, he's been with us lately in all the shows because he can imitate Sergio pretty closely. And so for those screaming parts that we have him doing the backups, so at least, you know, the sound is there, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe at some point if Diego feels like he can do it on his own, then we'll let him do it, you know. But for now, we have Jaime, you know, backing it up, and sounds great, you know.
Yeah, that was the one thing about Sergio. He was so versatile about, you know, he could scream, he could rap, he could sing in Spanish, he can sing salsa. You know, he had a very wide range of talents when it came to singing.
And very tough to replace, you know. They were on the search for singers for months and months and months. And then, you know, they auditioned a bunch of different guys. Some of them could scream, but they could not sing. Some of them could sing and not scream. But, you know, everyone was lacking of something. And Diego seemed to be like the most well-rounded singer that they auditioned. And it's a little bit different, you know, but it's... his voice is very, it's very likable. He's a very good singer. And the new songs that we've been writing around, you know, the new vocal and like style wise, it's still the same. It's still Puya. Yeah. It's heavy and Latin. Actually, there's a new song that's been like going around the social media. I don't know if you've heard it.
I don't think I have.
It's called Súbele la Candela, and it's a new song. We were holding it to release it later, but you know, recently when that whole thing happened in Puerto Rico with the governor and their protest, remember that, right?
Yeah.
So Ramon had this idea to he rewrote the lyrics to the song, and had this idea to make it focused on what was happening. So we kind of like flipped it overnight and released it on social media. So that's one song that you can listen to right now. It's already on YouTube, Spotify, Google Music. It's in all the digital platforms.
Okay.
All you have to do is look for it. It's called Súbele la Candela, and you'll be able to hear it. And that's the new Puya with Diego, and you know, you can hear it there.
So how are you feeling about the new material? Are you happy where you're at right now?
I love it. I think I don't know. I think it matured a little bit, and I think it's great. It's still the essence of Puya is still there, and at the same time, there's you see some you can hear some changes. You know, like I don't know, like in Ramon's solos he tweaks his sound a little bit, and it's not so. I don't know what to say. I mean, the his solos are more like mature and well thought out, and okay. You know, it's like it's interesting. You'll be able to hear it when you hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to the song as soon as we're done here. Well, man,
I love it, man. I think it's going in a great direction. It's just a matter of getting back on it, you know, and start doing some shows and, you know, get this guy warmed up and ready to go.
Well, I'm definitely excited to hear where you're going and hear, you know, the new singer. I mean, I've heard Puya, I mean, since Whisker Biscuit and since, you know, to change it with all the singers, because the one thing that I remember is that back in the day, Puya or Whisker Biscuit would play a show with a different singer every time. And I thought that was like one of the most unique things. But when I saw Sergio, I think I saw him in Puerto Rico for the first time, and he fits so well. But you know, but I'm still happy you guys are still here and got a new singer. I think people are gonna get excited again. You know, I know it's been a while since you've done anything national, and I'm really hoping and rooting in your corner. I'm gonna be listening and promoting you guys. So I'm definitely excited for it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Hey, and Jose Manguin is, as a matter of fact, is already playing the song on Liquid Metal, that one that I just told you.
Yeah, Jose. So, Jose is a huge Puya fan.
Yeah, he's a friend. He's a great guy. We love Jose. You know, he's amazing. You know, hopefully, you know, if we go back and do a show in New York, we can go back to Sirius and visit him. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think we definitely need to set up some shows with Nonpoint and Puya. What do you think?
Heck yeah.
Man, 100%. Yes. I mean, shit, man. Yeah.
We definitely got to do that, both. Definitely, Eduardo, thank you so much for talking to us. I'll let you know when this comes out. And, man, good luck with everything. And, you know, mandale saludo a Ramon y a Harold. And I hope everything, you know, turns out well.
All right, man. So thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. Thanks, man.
No problem. You take care, brother.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we're going to play, what is it called?
Suele la Candela.
It's a new track from Puya.
Yeah, it's got their new singer, Diego. Very nice voice, by the way.
Yeah, I like the track. It's reminiscent of Puya, but yet a little fresh blood in it.
Yeah, so here it is, Suele La Candela by Puya.
Políticos y religiosos dictando.
Well, that song rocks to hell.
It's heavy.
It is heavy.
Definitely.
It's got a lot of cool stuff. Like I said, the vocals are a very welcome addition to the band. I don't think it has sacrificed anything from before. And I'm excited to see where this journey takes them, you know, with this new chapter in their lives, new blood.
But, well, yeah, if they start doing some touring, you know, got to get some Nonpoint in Puerto Rico, I would definitely, my wife and I would come out to that one.
And you'd have to record it.
Oh, yeah. Man, my wife and I went to Puerto Rico, and then before that, From Zero played in Puerto Rico, and it is Fantasy Island.
Nonpoint live in Puerto Rico. That sounds good.
That sounds really good.
I like the sound of that.
Okay, so we got to make that happen with Puya.
Yeah, but anyway, I want to thank Eddie for being on the show. Thank you all for listening to the show, and we will see you all next week with...
another... mystery guest.
Another mystery guest.
We don't know who it is yet.
I don't know who it is either.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Bye.
Later.